I'm Anthony B, and I am a grateful recovering alcoholic addict. My sobriety date is 5/3/12, and I don't say that to toot my horn. I say that because I'm truly grateful. You know, I'm not here to promote Alcoholics Anonymous. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I respect Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay. Man, as a result of working the steps, there's a difference. Working the steps and then start living the steps, practicing living, I've had a psychic change. Okay, I'm clear about that. I was born in LaGrange, Texas, which is Fayette County, which is the seat of Fayette County. Two beautiful parents, grandparents. Mom and dad separated when I was 5. So that's when I started thinking that it was all about me at the age of 5. When I turned 6, my grandfather was like, because my mom and dad had a shotgun with me. So my grandfather was like, you are a man now. You Papa's man. So I became a man at the age of 6. Okay? I watched Gunsmoke, Rifleman, Bonanza, you know what I'm saying? The Waltons, you know, Leave It to Beaver. So I done had all these... I done had all these images in my head that I done created, right? Okay? And I come from a large family, okay? A very large family. Now, I talk about my family because I couldn't used to talk about my family until I worked the steps and lived the steps, okay? So, as I grew up, and I got a host of cousins that was, you know what I'm saying, I never hung around, you know, people my age because I was a man. Okay, I was the man. I was the man. Damn my dad, the preacher, the pastor. Okay, so my cousins, who was like maybe 7 or 8 years older than me, I would always go to them and ask them for some money. I was spoiled too. And they would be having these little old white cigarettes, right? Boy, you got to work for this. Go over there, take that to your cousin. And I would get this paper money and take it back to them, right? So now I got this image in my head when I turn about 8 or 9, my auntie sexually abused me, okay? Yeah, and then at the age of 12, she said, stop. And I'm like, stop for what? You know what I mean? So I started stalking at the age of 12 when her boyfriends would pull up, you know what I'm saying? I lived out in the country. I would be up in the trees and sit over this dude's car or up under his car, interrupting their date. So at the age of 13, I started moving marijuana. I was the first kid that brought Reeboks to LaGrange, Texas. We're talking about Chunker Rock County. Okay? Started selling marijuana to school teachers, police officers. Okay? So at the age of 20, 21, got my first case. So now, the effect from watching Gunsmoke and hanging out with my grandfather, you know, I'm like, I'm a gangster. Gangsters supposed to catch cases and go to jail. Okay? So, as I went on, I started smoking pot. At the age of 25, I was on this paper, man. I was on this paper, and the DA was a friend of the family, and the judge was a friend of the family. The DA walked over to me, you know, the little spot they got for you go to jail, had my folder. And I'm like, no, you're not. He says, we're going to send you to treatment for 30 days versus 10 years probation. Guess what I picked? 10 years probation. That's what cowboys do. You know, Grandpa told me, you make your bed, you lay in it. You don't ask for help. So I'm focusing on everything that my grandfather told me. So I made it to prison at the age of 25 when I got to Huntsville, went before the warden, psychiatrist. And the warden asked me, he said, what took you so long? And I'm like, what took me so long? But I come from a hometown that take care of their own. I don't, y'all are a little bit too young. The Chicken Ranch. Anybody ever heard of Chicken Ranch? Sheriff Jim Flannard, you know what I'm saying? He he pretty much ran it. You know, Marvin Zindler came down and, you know, messed it up. And then the church started buying bumper stickers and fixing plates. It was a $1 million lawsuit. That's what took me so long to get help. And I didn't know that until I got off into the steps. So I'm not going to get off into war stories because I've been around this program, man, for decades. And a lot of old timers have been watching me. And when I get off into war story, they say, "You get high off that shit." And I do. When I share war stories, they say my eyes get glassy. You know what I mean? So I try to stay away from war stories. So now, at the age of 25, I go live with my dad, the pastor, help him open up a church, right? Now, he has over 40-some years of not drinking. Now I'm mad at God. This man that left me, he gets sober. How do you, you know? Now I'm confused and baffled. The way he did me. So I tried everything to separate him and my stepmom. I did a lot of bad things. Sabotage shit. Go back and tell my dad things. You know what I mean? Yeah. So my cycle of insanity, then I came out to the ranch. I remember that. Then I winded up at Shoal Creek several times. Now, I'm the oldest boy. I'm 9. If you saw the rest of my siblings, you would say, "No, you're not the oldest." You know, no, you're not. If I tell you guys that, anybody remember Katrina? Okay, I'm that guy on the 700 block, which is 7 and H is at the Arch. I'm that guy that was parking cars, that had me on the news. They said, "If you see this guy, don't give him no money." I was a car parking dude. I would start at 5 o'clock and end at about 1 o'clock with about $300 or $400 in my pocket. And then, guess what? I'm broke about maybe 3 o'clock. Because I'm one of those guys that get that first hit, and I'm on the ground. By the way, I'm a truck driver by trade. I'm all up in the Carolinas in a $200,000 rig, and I pull up at the Love Station, and I see my people. And my mind said, "You're in the hood." And I went over to the projects, right? Right? Don't know these people. I'm in somebody's house on the floor just like I was in Texas looking for crack cocaine. And all the dope is up on the counter. And then this guy says, yeah. And then this guy says, "I'm going to hit him in the head." And it's always a female. She said, "Not this one you won't." So I winded up giving this guy my debit card to go to the Love truck stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I got to tell the truth. This is how I stay sober. So I messed around and gave it to him, and I'm on the floor when he still get back 2 or 3 hours later. Right? He bring me $200. I don't care what he had. So the dope guy, I gave him my phone. My girl just blowing up the phone. I said, "Don't answer it. Whatever you do, don't answer it." 2 days later, you know, and me and him walking around in the projects, and he's like, "You're not going to pay me, or are you? You know, it's addict. We're not going to respond." So, you know, so finally, you know, someone that was there told him, "Hey, this guy done spent over $2,000 with you. And this guy let me walk. CR England, I dropped the trailer and piggybacked all the way to Austin, Texas, to North Austin 2-4, and parked that truck." Okay? And then a week later, I got that check. Stomach started bubbling. I had to use the restroom. You know, Elise at North Austin 2-4 was like, "Anthony, you can get your apartment with that." See, it's something about when the plane land and you take a shower and you get a, I'm talking about Ford the guy, I get a brand new pair of boxers, right? And I'm thinking about the boxers all the time. I'm not listening to nothing in the meeting. I got these boxers on. Brand new shit. And people calling me on my shit. They say, you that tornado. And I'm talking about, I don't see nothing matter here. I rest for about two. See, insanity for me is not doing the same thing, expecting different results. Insanity for this alcoholic addict, I do the same thing. I know what's going to happen, and I do it anyway. I know exactly what's going to happen. Them little boys, right, that's 14, I give them my car and shit, keys and shit, right? They ain't for 14. They don't have driver's license, right? And then, guess what? I'm 2 days talking, I ain't finna give my car to them no more. When they get back, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And they come back with five little $5 pieces. Y'all make sure y'all come back. You know what I'm saying? Just insane. So I wind up with the truck going down to Salvation Army, parked the truck on the side and called CR England. And I'm pretty smart, man. I had something written up, you know. You know, us addicts are smart. You know, CYA, baby, cover your ass. But be sneaky about it. And so what I did was wrote up a contract, you know, no abandonment of a truck. Had the maintenance guy sign off, and then the south side, which works for the police department, to come get the truck. And when he saw that contract, he was like, oh, shit. And he would go get video cameras and all that shit. So I stayed at the Salvation Army for a while, and then I went to Push Up Foundation, okay? And then I went to the Salvation Army on Congress. You know, I was a runner. I was a straight-up runner. If it didn't feel comfortable here, I'm out of here. You know, and I'll never forget when I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous, man, I thought everybody was police officers. I did. They would share some shit in the meeting, right? Share some shit in the meeting. And I'm outside in the parking lot, and one of the old-timers would go out there and say, what the hell wrong with you? He and they're talking about me. I'm waiting on him. He said, ain't nobody talking about you. Ain't nobody talking about you. And, but, where's my book at? You know, for this alcoholic addict, you said, man, what happened to him? You know, he got tired of the judge. He got tired of his family. He got tired of his girlfriends. He got tired of this and that. But if you have your big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, turn to page 48. This is what happened. And I always put myself in this book. And fortunate enough, I was around guys with 30 years that was a writer, right? I would read part of the shit. He said, no, read that whole paragraph. It says, Anthony B., faced with alcoholic destruction, we soon became as open-minded on spiritual matters as we tried to be on other questions. In this respect, that's a good word, in this respect, alcohol was a great persuader. It had finally beaten Anthony B.'s ass into a state of reasonableness. Sometimes, thank you God it wasn't all the time, sometimes this was a tedious process. We hope no one else would be prejudiced for long as some of us were. Look, there's a lot of young people in here tonight. 5312. I'm at Church Up Under the Bridge at Mission Impossible. Little old toddler, 3 years old. Parents from afar. I hadn't bathed in about maybe 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yeah. 2 weeks, yeah, 2 weeks. He run up there just happy. Had a bag, looking back at his family, and his daddy liked himself. And I ain't bathed. He's not afraid of me. And he give me the bag, and he's standing there just smiling, looking back at his family. They waving at him and shit. I'm saying, what this baby want? So I open the bag up, right? If I open the bag up, I'm thinking that he's going to leave. He's standing there looking back. He done this shit before. And I stuck my hands, and it was a note that said, Jesus love you, and I do too. You know what I'm saying? I said, this baby, you know, I remember, and I got a big family. I'm talking about a county full of family. Family reunions and shit. over 500. And they say, we love you. And I'm like, no, you don't. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't. But it was something about that baby that wasn't afraid of me. And he waited. You know what I'm saying? He had patience. He had patience to wait on me to figure this thing out, to take some actions. It was the action. It wasn't what I was thinking. It was me taking actions. And from there, I walked through, if anybody ever been on 700 block, 7 and H's, the arch, I walked through that crowd of my friends, and I call them friends, that I smoke crack with. Why they smoking crack? I went in the arch, it was 5:30, and I learned this skill in prison and in jail. I grabbed a broom and the mop, and I started sweeping and mopping the arch and started laying down mats for these guys. I learned something in prison and in jail. Then I got up at 5:30 in the morning, went to 617. These cats are people that I normally wouldn't mix with. These cats got like 30 years. They sponsor got 15 years. You know what I mean? And they watching me, you know. And then I walked from there to Western Trail, the Atheists and the Agnostics. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to go in Western Trail with the big book and the Bible. You know what I mean? And when I stepped in there, two Atheists and Agnostics, they had their hands open. Come on, baby. Come on. You know what I mean? You don't have to debate no more. Hear what I'm saying? And I seen something in them. They had their arms open like this guy that I'm familiar with. And their action was patient, love, and tolerance. And they understood. They were sober for 30 years. I saw God in them. And I'm thumping the big book in the Bible on them. The great I am. Confused and baffled. Didn't know that I didn't know. Self-knowledge itself could not relieve me of myself. I couldn't get this by, what's that word, osmosis? Yeah, that word. I couldn't get it. So I went to Western Trail, which is my home group today, and I sat all the way down. I had one chair. The members wouldn't bother me because they knew me. They knew I was a runner. Okay? And I sat there. They wouldn't bother me. They loved me. And I would go back to the arch every night, do the same thing. And then I started going to Streets of Hope there at the arch. I'm alumni of Streets of Hope. Okay? And then my fourth year, you know, step one, I tapped into that power much more greater than myself, and it was that baby. It was that baby. And then I was able to tap into other powers, which was the group. Now, mind you, I don't do group. I do Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm going to say that again. I don't do group. I do Alcoholics Anonymous. I fellowship with the group. I mind my manners, okay? And that's my truth. Because I had to tap into that power to where I could live. And when I couldn't live, my life became unmanageable. I just woke up 6 years and 3 months ago. I'm clear about that. I'm that guy that's still going HEB, right? Because I watch everybody else get their buggy and shit, right? I said, let me try this with the buggy, with the cart. You know what I mean? And I'm just going down the aisle and shit. And then I have this deal in my heart. I'm like, what do I like? I don't know what I like. See, that kind of shit, that would send me off. It calls for smoking and drinking. I don't know what I like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I like. Step two kicks in. When I harper on it and I don't take the action, I come to a spot to believe that God can restore me to sanity. With 6 years and 3 months, God restored me to sanity on a daily basis. You hear what I'm saying to you? Step three, I turn my will and my life over to the care of God. I don't have a God that have me in bondage. I don't. Now, I can make a free will of choice with my homegirl in LaGrange, right? I don't plot and plan, you know what I'm saying, what I'm going to do with her. You know what I mean? I don't do that. I just let it flow. You know what I mean? Look, if I go too far, from this power, right? I went too far. That's what my thick book said. You beyond human aid. Can't nobody call you. That's a gulf in between. Baby can't tell you nothing. The lunatic man. Self-willing to took over again. I'm a walker. Because I walked and smoked crack. It has nothing to do with my dad being a pastor. It has nothing to do with my dad being a pastor. Let's get that clear. Look. I done went too far, man. I didn't wait for God to restore me to sanity or listen to someone that has worked the steps that's been watching me. I have to trust what they're telling me. Because I'm that guy, right? I would go in and out the room in the old time when I come back in the room and say, who relapsed? And I raise my hand up and one of them old fools would say, put your hands down. You relapsed 2 years before you went out. Look, this is important. This is important. Relapse means that I started reverting back to my old way and my old ways of thinking. Relapse happened way before you even pick up. I'm passionate about recovery. Because when I came back in the room, them old cats told me this, man. Why do you say stuff like that? Well, Jim, what I can do? He ain't been talking when he came back in the room. Get a black suit. I'm like, for what? Spend a 10 funeral. Why? So you can comfort the family. Rather than be comfort. I've been, in the last 6 years, I've been to all my family activities, right? 71. Before I used to leave the FBI, I used to get that gut feeling. Just a nasty gut feeling. I don't have that feeling anymore. I don't look in the rearview mirror. You know, my aunties and shit, when I get there, they're not grabbing their purses anymore. God! You know what I'm saying? But I got cousins and shit, right? You ever seen that picture with Jesus Christ with the Lord's Supper? Huh? Imagine this. They leaning in to each other. No problem. But that's okay. That's okay, because I understand. They don't understand if the alcoholic addict is a not a sick person. A very sick person. Even without a drink or drug. Believe that. It says this, you know, well, alcohol, no. It says, I suffer from alcoholism, which is a spiritual malady. I started reverting back, okay? I had to get Jim and Fred's story right? Because I'm looking at Jim to own businesses and shit, cars and shit, and I read that shit right, and I'm supposed to say, stop! I know what you're thinking is. You looking at the material stuff that they got. He said, I want you to go to that part where it says they failed to enlarge their spiritual life. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Come to treatment. 1, 2, 3. I used to run to the jail. I used to run to treatment. The disease figured out a way. Go ahead. I have to tell you the truth. Now, step 4. Fact finding. In fact, fact-facing. And the members say, we're going to face this with you. Fact-finding and fact-facing. We're going to face it with you. You know, my God-given instinct was war. So they told me to throw away all my lifelong concepts. And guess who my long life concepts with? With my grandpa. My grandpa. That's why I couldn't do a thorough fourth step because I was told in my family, whatever goes on in this family stays in the family. And then I did my fifth step, told my deepest, darkest secret. I only scratched the surface a bit, what I could grab, what my God understood that I could handle. People don't go out because they don't do a thorough fifth step. They go out because they feel they learned their spiritual life. As I sponsor guys and sit down with them, and they tell me some stuff, it charts my memory. Now I'm ready to have it. Now I can talk to my sponsor. Step six. Man, I'm not ashamed to go to God with my shortcomings. That's a personal relationship with God, my understanding. There's no debating about that. Because there's a hula hoop. Who's in the hula hoop? Anthony B. I can go to God because he has the good and bad. I love the church, but I couldn't get this in the church because if I had went to the church, had the babies about 2 weeks, and sat on the front pew of my dad's church, that pew would have got up. They would have got up. But I come to Alcoholics Anonymous, or Sierra Kennedy, and I sit down and I haven't babies in a while. They know they're wrong. They gonna hug me because they understand. Seven, I completed that. Eight and nine, I have that list in the, I have that list on the fourth step. Now, it's a meaning sign. Pink cloud, I'm ready to go and make amends to everybody. My sponsor just said, hold up, hold up, hold up. He said, you don't even know how to talk yet. I saw my guy, he was going to tell him I'm sorry. He said, yeah, they're going to tell you, yeah, your ass is sorry. You need to say, I apologize. Did you go and apologize to her? I said, yeah. I said, she told me don't do that no more. He said, hold on. What did she tell you not to do? Not to do that behavior. He said, she said, not to do that behavior no more with anyone. Anyone. See, my sponsor can break it down because I just woke up six years and 3 months ago. See, this bad boy right here, every time when I get an idea, I'm going to steal this one from a friend. Every time I get an idea, them home men that I'm around, right, they blow it out like a big light. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. You know, 10, 11, 12. Pause or agitate or irritable. Because the big book tells me that I drink and drugs change the way I feel, right? And I know how to plea bargain, right? From the court system. Plea bargain out. I can admit anything. You know, with a lighter sentence. You know what I mean? I'll plea bargain and I'll admit, yeah, judge, I know. Yeah, I know. I know it's injury. I know it hurt me. And he's like, but you know this, and you do it anyway. See, I'm that guy, you know what I'm saying, the old time city. I said, I made a decision. They said, it's all good, it's a decision. You have not taken action. Spirituality for me is reality. That's the closest I can get. And that's good. Spirituality is reality. If something bad is going on, and everything you looking like it ain't happening, I need to get into a solution. I have my own place. I've been living in my own place for six years now. And guess what? If I'm short on the rent, I don't go out the back door. I go talk to the landlord. And be honest. And then the bank, right? I got a relationship with the bank. This damn fool gave me $1,000 credit card. That's what my mind. Big damn fool is. And then my sponsor like, no, you work for that. Because I was always broke. He said, no, you work for that. And it's paying off and dividends. People are trusting you now. Now you have faith, true faith. And it builds character. You know, step 11. Look, and I didn't do this stuff, but I went to church all the time. Step 11. You know, get up in the morning, Ask my God to guide and direct me. Give me strength and courage.
Yeah.
Fear do crop up. It don't say, it says when it crop up. Not if it crop up, when it crop up. It's going to crop up. And I know what to do. You know what? Then when I retire at night, I do an inventory. Who have I done wrong? See, with my homeboys, they come to me with something crazy. Now, if I'm their true friend, I don't tell them, well, no, fool. Well, I need to look at what did you call suspicious at? Let's not forget that. If he's my friend, I need to look at where did I call suspicious. Can I grab, I got anybody in here? Where did I call suspicious? Therefore, 11 also says right there, it says, be careful. Am I supposed to say, I want you to look at that, where it says, be careful. It did not say that I wasn't going to be angry, frustrated. It said I was being less dangerous. Less dangerous. I'm that guy that used to be a tornado tearing up everything. And my mind was like, it's okay. It's okay. Step 12. I have 5 guys that I sponsored. 700 block, one past 2 years, she had rights to see her kids. She gave me my 6-year trip, and I didn't have sex with her. Ain't that something? That's something, man. And I get that fuzzy feeling, I don't feel like I'm dead. And my sponsor's like, oh, you just crazy. He said, you lived like that for years because of alcohol, drugs, and booty call. That's what my life was. And I was a runner. You know, no, it is a bright spot of my life working with newcomers. You know, I'm on such a footing. Because I don't want y'all, because I will tend to lie. Get you a big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, okay? Or CLN, or any. Let no alcoholic say he cannot recover unless he has his family back. This just isn't so. In some cases, the wife will never come back for one reason or another. Remind the prospect that his recovery is not dependent upon people. It is the dependence upon his relationship with God. We have seen men get well whose family has not returned at all. We have seen others slip when the family come back too soon. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the thing which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hand was better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictate of a higher power, and you pretend to live in the new world, in a wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances are. Look, I have not found it necessary to take a drink or drug or break out in handcuffs. I have not found it necessary. Look, I go back to basics, right? My sponsor said, you don't have to hit a home run every time. Take a walk sometime, let somebody get on base. A walk is okay. Look, we got to get your ass on base. And when I tell you wrong, it's wrong. I got a relationship right now. He said, I'm going to pull the lawn chairs out. I see you finna pull the lawn chairs out.
I'm finna watch too.
I'm gonna let you have your experience. Look, rocket into the fourth dimension. When I was down at the art, right? And I was working steps, and I was down at the 98, and I'm calling my brother, and he said he got like 16 years. He said, at the beach, you can help somebody. I'm like, dude, he know where I'm at. Right? So when I started working steps, right? You know, I got a good rapport with Salvation Army, Caritas of Austin, the art, and the police department. You know what I'm saying? Look, I don't have a dime in my pocket. I didn't work for a year. My rent was paid for. I'm going down to the art, right? Happy, joyous, and free. And people are like, strong as this guy. I was well from the inside. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I was well from the inside. Among, you know what I'm saying, being a father among the fathers and a mother among the mothers. Huh? Every Tuesday, right? Every Tuesday, two things. I go get $100 with the chicken. Trunk be loaded, right? And the dudes that I used to smoke crack with, right? I know them all, right? And I said, I'm feeding women and children. Then they come with the church stuff. I said, I'm telling you what my house problem, my God told me to do. I said, in the Christian blood, ready to throw down the cash and temple. They call me preacher man. Now, y'all ain't gonna have a preacher man. Look, women and children first, I told them, Captain, I said, look, as men, we got to break from that. As men. Women and children first. Now, get the split. Yeah, I'm still firm. I'm still solid in that. See, my God used war back in the old time. You know, because I suit up every day. If you don't suit up, you got to suit up. You're going to go out there in this world, okay, without your helmet and without your breastplate and without your belt and without your shoes. Somebody say something to you and mess with your head. And then you want to get married from the sidewalk. Then, yeah, because I want to get married from the sidewalk. Or get married in treatment. look, I drive for Uber. I'm a truck driver by trade, okay? 8 months ago, my company that I was working for, I'm an engine driver. They wanted to send me to Colorado, right? Put me in a hotel room, good money and all that. And so I ran past my sponsor. He said, when you drive the trucks over the road, you know? He says, did you go read? Did you call the sponsor right now? I said, man, but I got this shit. I got two cars. I got a 9200 and a 2012 Charger. He said, trust God, come count stuff up. That's how you got to think. And then I fly for Uber, right? And I'm driving Uber. About 2 months ago, I picked a woman from one of your police announcers at 7-Eleven. She said, can't you believe this guy? She said, my husband is at the hotel when he drove down from Florida. He told me to let this guy out, let it down easy. I said, well, so let me get you. She said, I met him in treatment. And she's a half-wife. She had 6 years. And she met this guy in treatment. Then she goes, he's really a good guy. I said, how are you a good guy? He dropped you off at 1-3 announcers at 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning. How is he a good guy? How is he? You met him in treatment, mama. So God, keep this in my faith. I'm on the front line. I'm like, and then I'm in the Uber car, right? And the dude in the back seat said, I gotta quit this shit. I'm like, I said that before. Then I passed my heart, right? Past my heart, all the people right there. I look back, I said, okay, God, that's my key. I said, can you get it out of there 6 years? No. And I dropped him off at BK Road, big old mansion. And the guy said, I'm this close to losing it. I'm showing him a doctor, a brain surgeon every day. Brain surgeon. But he can't say something. See, once I put that shit in my body, right? Once I put, I'm going to say to me, just a minute, a tablespoon of alcohol on my tongue, okay, it sets off a phenomenal craving, right, an allergy, just a tablespoon, and then the next day I want some more, and then I want some more, right, and then I got this 12-pack, put it on my kitchen table, and I'm in the closet smoking crack. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then my homeboy's knocking on the door. Look, this disease is coming back in this house, and it's soft, and it's patient. Me and a girl, if me and her get into it, right? I'm a good guy. We get into it. For some reason, I'm not motivated to go see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not answering the phone. But the kind of guys that I'm associated with, one of them gonna call me. And I'll be sweeping and mopping and wiping my 6-inch flash candy. I got 6-inch flash candy. You know, cleaning it and going, they call me and say, hey, where you at? I said, I'm at home. Get out of there! I said, for what? You're in the room with a crazy man. Because I wouldn't have gotten this plan. You know what I'm saying? I call her everything except shouting up. She knocked my booty up no more. Look, I'm cleaning and sweeping, mopping, let the curtains up, son, wanna climb the horizon. And I lay back in my bed, see the fan going, and I'm happy choice. Right? Flipping on the 6-inch. And I had to hear it just, in my voice. It's, and they call my name, Anthony Thief. I didn't have Anthony Thief. You can get you here to front. I said, sit down, Ma. And I went to a meeting. It centers in the mind rather than the body. I'm going to say it again. It centers in the mind rather than the body. See, I'll forget what happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 6 years ago, because I have a mental blank spot. And I find myself somewhere behind some dumpster or some wooded area smoking crack. You hear what I'm saying to you? My suggestion is to get a sponsor. May you find him now. You know what I'm saying? May you find him or her now. You know, be done with self. Because it's not about the drinking for me anymore. It's about me living. And the missing link was, you know, the spiritual advisor got 28 years. He said, the missing link should be that you won't work it up. He said, you won't work it up. You got to deal with that. All that stuff, he said, your past is going to benefit you, benefit others. Because I remember, I said, God, I still curse you. I still got that gift. He said, come on in. I used all that. I still go to the 7-month block. I fall down there, next door, and that's why I get all my hip check from the hotel. 6th Street and all that. And I get upset with it when they got therapy, you know. They want to stay up in the club, think I'm going to drive up to them and tap them on the shoulder. You know, it's in my face. I'm spiritually fit. If I don't know what my motives are when I go to these places, I need to know what my motives are. I need to know why. Am I bringing something? My only aim is to be, you sign a contract, a covenant with your God. Okay. I'm going to go to England to have victory over alcohol. It's alcoholism and being alcohol. The real deal. Meth. K2. That's a relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's the relationship. And then we got to get to what happened when I was a child. You only stretch the surface still. Start digging deep. I have struck gold, and I'm mining too. Man, y'all are young, and you got a mind that says, I got plenty of time. Now, this disease progresses. It progresses. We just buried a young lady, 21 years old, met her husband, and then she moved in with her mom. She worked for one of the prestige treatment places around, and she's working on her master's degree at COD on methadone. And she was pretty in the casket. You know what I'm saying? She was pretty in the casket. And that sex inventory, I can be downtown at the arts, right? And I'll see a girl walking with a guy, right? Ain't never met her, right? And I'll be like, what the hell is she doing with that other man? I got some work to do. That's my sex inventory. I got some work to do. See, I'm aware of that. When I used to be concerned about that. Because that would cause harm to somebody.
made a contract with God. I don't know what is God in my life. He's the director, he's the father. And guess who you are? His child. My God, you're not going to be on somebody's job talking, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an addict, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an addict. We were alcoholics and addicts. We became an alcoholic. Don't you want to recover from a hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit? If you want what I have, that's what you want to do. If you want what I have to do, what I do, we do recover. I recover every day on a daily basis because everything's new to me. Like hugging my brothers, crossing that barbed wire fence when I go down to the country, right? That spot in the woods where I leave everybody else and cross that barbed wire fence, and I got my cousin out there doing the shit. And I say, cousin, I'm ashamed. If I start judging and not seeing the alcoholic and addict is a very sick person. If I start judging, I'm cursing myself. I'm cursing my land. You know what your land is? We're not talking about property. You know what your land is? Your job, your family, your cousin. You're cursing your land. You can recover all of it. But my primary purpose is to stay sober up here. And then help others to achieve your life. I can go. Look. There's the art, and this is not a lie. I don't lie to you, because I'm on the front line. There's mother, grandmother, and granddaughter at the art right now, smoking and selling cake. There are females that are having babies, and the city is waiting until they drop the baby, right? And they're right at the hospital grabbing the baby. And I come out here, right, and they love to read Dr. Ball, but he says, my duty, my son, not to you. It ain't your duty. Because if somebody tells you it's your duty, you're going to think that you're running shit. He said, it is a privilege for you. It is a privilege. You got us on the floor smoking crack cocaine when all the dope is on the table, on the shelf. And then you're going to tell me, well, my leg hurt. Well, you've been on the floor for about 4 or 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then when somebody says something to me, I know they said, right? You test the spirit by the spirit. It's a discerning spirit. Something about reading this book and getting in the shelf. To where I can have passion for that man that's come out crazy, come out sick. I can say, perhaps. Not say he's sick. But they wrote that good, man. They said, perhaps. Perhaps he's sick. And guess what? I'm glad we're not all sick on the same day. Look out for that. I'm glad we're all not sick on the same day. I'm glad we're all not sick on the same day. When I'm sick, right, I'm calling one of my sponsees, right? And they repeat shit that I say to them. But we have a relationship like that. They're not laughing at me, they're laughing with me. You hear what I'm saying? I'm on such a footing with marvelous things that happen. Job or no job, wife, no wife. My dependency falls up. This young lady that I'm seeing and talking to, she got a man. She got a man. She got me. Look, I convinced her to go to Florida to treat. I told her that her perception may change. Right? I said, I'm not going to be mad at you. Because I know that you took the money that he gives you to go buy for your bitch. She's back. She had a plan. She wants to come to Austin, get in the sober house, to be around me. I said, Mom.
No. No. I got too much going on. You know, I'm about to file this business. You go back to that man. And you get your sponsor in the ring. Get your woman sponsor. Because all I want to do is catch you on your butt. can I be honest? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Get your woman, because I still got that little lip. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know. You know, that's too much work, man. You know, I work with others. She only got 60 days. And my homeboys are like, man, let her make it. You know, God will get you. Ain't nothing like that spiritual discipline. And that is the truth. Ain't nothing like that spiritual discipline. See, when we are aware, I am aware. I am awoke. I'm around guys that's going to hold me accountable. And ladies. See, you ladies taught me how to treat ladies. Y'all taught me how to treat ladies. Because I'm this guy that want to go to my mama's mattress. She's holding 500 food stamps for her friends and my mama's neighborhood mom. And I went up on the mattress watching her, and I got $500. And I only got $100 for her. And when I came to the house, she sent me a plate in front of the tree. You know what I'm saying? I'm that guy that when I went to jail, right, because as a kid, I never stayed at home, I would call her from jail, right, and I said, Mama, I'm in jail. She said, at least I know where you at, Clinton. You know what I'm saying? See, that's the stuff that I wouldn't tell you guys. That's the stuff that I wouldn't tell you guys. It don't benefit me. It benefits one of you guys. I know I can't help everybody. And help don't look like help. Help don't look like help sometimes. When I'm off on the subway, help don't look like help. This disease, alcohol, it don't discriminate. It don't care how much I got. It don't care who I know. It just don't. See, if I get back out there, top 12 step program, beat my ass up, and it's trying to kill me, there's a hit on my life. There's a hit on my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see one of you guys one day, right? And you're going to say thank you, and I'm going to say thank you for my sobriety. Thank you. You know, I live this way because I want to. Because I want to. You know, my hands are not clean all the time. And I know it. But I still got that relationship with God and my family where I go to my God and ask for forgiveness. So my name is Anthony V. Thank you for allowing me to give service.